Myrtle, MYRTLE, Melbourne, MILBURN, 116 48. She's a 78-year-old woman with who's admitted to a group home with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and behavioral issues, period. And paragraph, patient recently was, patient has a history of dementia, was hospitalized at Ocean Rehab because of behavioral issues, period. New paragraph, her past medical problems is consistent with diabetes. We talked about that. Her medication includes Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Benzopril 5 milligram a day, Tessalon Pearls 100 milligram a day, Colace 100 milligram a day, Glipizide 10 milligram a day, insulin Lantus 16 units a day, Loratadine 10 milligram a day, Topamax 50 milligram a day, Trazodone 50 milligram a day. Surgery, she has not had any recent surgeries. The indication from the hospital, no, review of the chart from the hospital indicates that patient had a change in her medication to control her behavioral issue, and that has been somewhat successful, period. Patient CT of the brain, blood work showed no reversible causes of ischemia. It's a reversible cause of dementia, period. Patient's blood sugar is in the hundreds because of the feeding that the staff is doing. If she's not fed, she won't eat. Danielle, the nurse, tells me that that as long as she's fed, her blood sugar stays up. She also takes clonidine on a PRN basis when her blood pressure goes up. Also put on the medication lisinopril 5 milligram once a day, melatonin PRN, Zyprexia 5 milligram a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day. Topamax was increased to 50 milligram once a day with history of migraine headaches during the stay at the rehab center, period. Her name is Myrtle Elizabeth Milburn, by the way. Immunization, patient has had both flu shot and COVID immunization up to date. Social, patient is widowed. Her husband died in April. She has one daughter, apparently a stepdaughter named Rachel, who sees her on a regular basis, but she's very busy, lives in Houston. Miss Milburn is also from Houston. She's retired from AT&T, does not have a heavy history of heavy ETOH or tobacco abuse in the past. Review of system, decreased mentation. She requires help with all ADL. She requires help with transfer to the wheelchair in the morning and transfer back to bed. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She must be fed, otherwise she sits there and looks at her food. She repeats the same word over and over. Danielle, patient's caretaker, has known her for 4 years and has been really valuable in providing information regarding her condition and past medical history, period. Once again, blood sugar stable with her feeding and changing medication. And her weight was reported at 10 pounds less after she came back from the psychiatric hospital with severe dementia, period. She's thin, she's weak, had a history of falls previously. Family history, she has one living brother and possible with heart disease. She cannot tell me much about her mom and dad, nor can her nurse at this time. At the examination, she's awake, confused, oriented to person only. She does not know her date of birth. She doesn't know what year this is or where she's at, period. At date of birth, by the way, is 11-6-48. I don't know if they gave that to you, so put it on top. And today is 12-1. Blood pressure is 119 over 88. Pulse is 98. O2 sat 92%. Respiration is 18. 97.8 temperature. Mach is 22 centimeter. Heart pulses 1 plus versus 2. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash or on mucosa with any lesion. Neurological non-focal. This is a 78-year-old woman with history of end-stage dementia, recently hospitalized because of behavioral issue. Patient's medication list reflects the changes that was made at the psychiatric hospital. Patient's family has decided on hospice and palliative care because they don't want her to be moved back and forth to any psychiatric or regular hospital, nor having to go to see a doctor on an outpatient basis since it's difficult to move for a period. There's a patient has a history of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, coronary artery disease, and hypertension, along with hyperlipidemia as far as her comorbidities is concerned, period. In a paragraph, as far as her dementia is concerned, she's lost weight, she's ADL dependent, she's only oriented to person. She has bowel and bladder incontinence. She requires full ADL support, requires help from bed to wheelchair and the wheelchair back to bed. And now she must be fed because of increased weakness and debilitation, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Ms. Myrtle, for Ms. Milburn. And patient does meet the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Thank you. Alzheimer's dementia under hospice. Thank you. Hospice and palliative care. Thank you. Well, if I didn't say that, allergies, non-drug allergies reported.